In Pyeongchang, South Korea, organizers say almost 3,000 athletes representing 92 countries will be competing. That would be the most ever. And while North Korea has sent a delegation of athletes, musicians, and media to South Korea, and there are signs of improved relations between the two rivals, there are also signs of continued tensions between them. For one thing, the night before the games open, North Korea is holding a parade to show off its missiles and rockets, an effort to show the world its military strength. For another, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is attending the games. The U.S. is an ally of South Korea, and according to the Washington Post, he's bringing a man named Fred Warmbier with him. He's the father of Otto Warmbier, an American student who was jailed in North Korea and who died soon after he was released last year from a North Korean prison. Warmbier's parents have accused North Korea of torturing him. The communist country says Warmbier contracted botulism, a bacterial disease, while in prison. The presence of his father at the Olympics will probably anger North Korea, so it's likely these games will make political headlines as well as athletic ones.